freedom.
Blog Talk Radio.
You don't have to worry anymore. Jesus said, I have overcome. Brothers and sisters, it's time to celebrate. You don't have to worry anymore. With the name on and times around, overcome as they did one. With the name victorious, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. If trouble come out in our world, don't be afraid, it's not like before. Don't you, baby, don't let it bring you down. You don't have to worry anymore. We've been made more than conquerors. Overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. In trouble, come knocking at the door. Don't be afraid, it's not like before. If you give me, don't let it bring you down. You don't have to worry anymore. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's a book, somebody not yet done. Don't you give me, don't let it bring you down. Jesus said, I have overcome. Brothers and sisters, it's time to celebrate. You don't have to worry anymore. We've been made more than conquerors, overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. With the name of the conqueror, overcome and in this world. With the name victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. In trouble, come knocking at your door. Don't be afraid, in my life before. God will give me, don't let it bring you down. You don't have to worry anymore. Jesus said, I am with my God. Brothers and sisters, it's time to celebrate. You don't have to worry anymore. With the name of the conqueror, overcome us in this world. With the name victorious, through the blood of Jesus Christ, with the name of the conqueror, who will come and be victorious, with the name victorious, through the blood of Jesus Christ, trouble. Come knocking at your door. God feel willing in the light before. Jesus said, I have overcome. But at this time is very good. You don't have to worry anymore. We've been there for the conqueror. Overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been made more than conquerors. Overcome us in this world. With the victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. If trouble come knocking at your door, don't you give me, don't let it bring you down. For as I say, it's time to celebrate. You don't have to worry anymore. Jesus said, I will overcome. Brothers and sisters, it's time to celebrate. You don't have to worry anymore. You've been made more than conquerors. Overcome us in this world. You'll be made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We'll be made more than conquerors because Jesus lives. We can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know he is my future, my life is one. I live in just because he lives. Because he lives, you can face tomorrow. Because he lives, oh yeah, he's gone. And because I know he is my future, my life is one. I live in joy because he lives. Yes, because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. You can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in us than the devil that's in the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is our Bishop Stephen John Bielkulu coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. I'm led to share with you today on the topic, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Oh, yes, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Read through the Bible, and you will discover that there is nowhere in the Bible where God describes us as, you know, downtrodden people, runaway soldiers, you know, wretched and confused people. No, that's not how God describes us in the Bible. In the Bible, God describes the Christian as overcomers. Oh, yes, the Bible describes us as more than conquerors. Look at it. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans 8, 37 says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. In all these things that are happening around us, in all these things that are happening around you, you are still more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. I like that. Everything that is happening is just happening all around, but God is saying to you right now that you are still more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. Greater is he that lives in us than the devil that lives in the world. Christ in us is the hope of glory. We don't fear anything. In him we live. In him we have our being. Thank you, Jesus. He's dwelling in us. He's moving with us. He's with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. If God be for you, who can be against you? Woe to those people who go and create coronavirus. Woe to them. I don't care who they are. Whosoever went to create coronavirus and then pump it in the air to start killing over 50,000 human beings in different parts of the world, that person has earned a cost for their life. Yes, God has caused them. They will never prosper in their evil way. God has rebuked them. God has judged them. God has destroyed them. Those people, they will pay dearly for it because this is evil under the sun. How dare you conceive in your mind that you can mix chemicals together, biological weapons, pull them together and then pump it in the air to kill over 50 million people in different parts of the world. What a wicked. And let me tell you, people who do such things, God will not let them go free. He punishes them, and he has many ways of doing it. Look at Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler gassed over 2 million Jews to death in Germany some years ago, but he himself committed suicide. I want to talk about Saddam Hussein. He did the same thing, gassing his people to death. You know, and all the wicked people, Osama bin Laden, Mama Gaddafi of Libya, and then Idi Amin of Uganda, and then General Abacha of Nigeria, and too many wicked people, you know, all over the world. Wickedness, there's no peace for the wicked. God causes those people. God rebuked those people. God destroyed those people. How dare you conceive in your mind that you need chemical weapons, chemical in your laboratory, and prepare those things, wickedness, and then pump it in the air so that millions of people will die. Be wicked. That is the devil. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. Jesus said, don't fear they that are killing the flesh. They are killing the flesh. Fear God, who can kill your spirit, soul, and body. So who cares whether you are killing people? You are just doing the work of the devil. Because John 10:10, the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. Anybody who is helping the devil is going to hellfire. Oh, yes. Thou shalt not kill. He that kill by the sword shall also die by the sword. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, whosoever kill by the sword will also die by the sword. See? You sow evil, you reap evil. Whatever a man doeth, that shall he reap. Whatever a man sow, that shall he reap. How dare you conceive in your mind that the population of the earth is too much? Let us kill some people away. And then they started killing. God must judge these people. God will judge that nation. God will destroy those people. God will frustrate them. God will curse them. Those people, the wickedness they are practicing, they will never go scot-free. The judgment of God rests upon all of them, wherever they are, in any part of the world. And I pity those who sponsor that type of evil. They don't put money down to produce weapons, chemicals that they can use to kill millions. Is that where your money should be going to? Your money should go to do humanitarian services and help mankind, preach the gospel, support the gospel, and build churches. How dare you use your money to sponsor evil on planet Earth? God will punish all of them. They will die uselessly, and go to hellfire. If they don't repent, they will always perish. But thank God for Jesus. Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. And the apostle Paul said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. These things don't move me. All these things that are happening, they don't move me. That's what the apostle Paul wrote in the scripture. All these things, Acts of Apostles, all these things don't move me. Acts 20:24. All kinds of negative things happening, I'm not moved. I'm only moved by the word of God. I'm not moved by what I say. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We are moved by the word of God. We are not moved by circumstances around us. See, Acts 20:24. These things don't move me. With me, I don't care what is happening around me. All I know is that I have Christ in me, is the hope of glory. Christ in you is your hope of glory. Care what the world is doing. As far as I have Jesus on the inside of me, that is my hope of glory. And that should be your mind too. Because Jesus said it in Matthew 24. He said, iniquity shall abound, and the love of many shall grow cold. You can see iniquity. You can see evil on planet Earth. You can see wickedness. Wickedness. Satan enter into people's hearts and using them to accomplish his purpose. Because that is what the devil came to. John 10:10. He said, the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give life, and life more abundantly. How dare you support Satan to do evil? You are doing the work of the devil for him, to steal, to kill, to destroy. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind that enemy, we rebuke it. The blood of Jesus destroy the program of Satan. Yes, in the name of Jesus, every evil thought of the devil be bound. Satan will curse you. We curse you and your demons and all the evil spirits and powers of death. We bind all of you, we rebuke you, we plead the blood of Jesus against you. We command your evil to stop in the name of Jesus. Yes, Christ has come to give life and life more abundantly. Wherever you are in any part of the world, listening to this program, I tell you, Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. The devil is the thief. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So we don't vote for the devil. We don't vote for them. We don't have anything to do with them. We are just hooking up with Jesus and flowing with Jesus and marching on with Jesus. We are following Christ. Oh, yes. We are following Jesus to heaven, to the kingdom of God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming to the Father except by him. So we are following him to the kingdom of God, where he lives. We are following him to heaven, whose name was not found in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. All these people doing this wickedness, you think they are going to heaven? They are going to hell fire. For the word of God says, thou shalt not kill. You shall not kill. That's the word of God. That's the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. And then you are going to manufacture chemical weapons, manufacture chemicals in your laboratory. And then you put it in the air so that thousands of people can die all over the world. You are the Satan. You are the devil. And God will punish those people. God will destroy them. God will kill them. Because they kill by the sword, they shall die by the sword. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care who they are. In the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Of things on earth, things in the earth. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus loves you so much that he died for you to be saved, to have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. We will honor God with our lives. He that honors me, I will honor. And he that despises me, I will despise. People are rich. Instead of them to support the work of God, they are going to sponsor manufacturing of chemicals that will destroy life. See, you are using the money to stop the devil. If you are rich, go and do humanitarian services. Go and help the poor and the needy. Go to the churches and support them. Support the servants of God, the ministers, let them preach the gospel around the world. And dare you use your money to kill people, use your money to manufacture chemicals, weapons of war to destroy lives and property. Who gave you that job to do? Don't let the devil deceive you. You need to repent today and serve your repent. You shall likewise perish. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the hour of salvation. For you to receive Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life, so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? This is the opportunity for you to turn away from your wicked ways. Wickedness. There's no rest for the wicked. And someone was asked to define peace. The peace is not the absence of war. Peace is inner calmness, inner quietness in the midst of turbulence. That is the definition of peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's the one who brought peace. He came to give us peace. Oh, yes, he's the Prince of Peace. When you have him, you have peace. If you don't have him, you have trouble. Why will you reject Jesus and accept Barabbas? If the same thing is happening now, you accept the death. Evil is good. To you, evil is good. Then the scripture warns us, says, he that is righteous, let it be righteous still. He that is good, let it be good. He that is doing the right, let him do the right. On the last day, we shall know who is the true child of God. When your name will not be found in the book of life because of your evil, because of your wickedness, your name will never be found in the book of life. And you will be told, depart. Power will pull you and throw you into the lake of fire because on earth you practice wickedness. Evil is your heart. You are an evil doer. And evil doers, they always get evil. Oh, yes. Because whatever you sow, that's what you reap. Either sower to the flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption. Either sower to the spirit, shall of the spirit reap eternal life. So when you sow evil, you sow wickedness. You sow the killing of over 50,000 people. That's where you sow. Then you will reap what you sow. The judgment is coming. Judgment of God. God is going to judge you for killing over 50,000 people with chemicals sprayed in the air for people to die. And you thought you were doing God's work. You need to repent right now or you will perish. You need to turn away from your wicked ways and have Christ in you and repent and turn to the work of God and serve God with all your heart and with all your mind. And all these things, these are the end times. We Jesus spoke about in Matthew chapter 24. That's what it means. They are preparing mankind for the end time. And all the signs of the end time, we have already seen all of them. You know, Jesus is just waiting for the gospel to be preached around the world before he will come and rapture the church. And when he raptures the church is God. And then the 7 years of great tribulation will begin. And then the Antichrist, the false prophet, the beast, the son of perdition will now appear and say, I want to help the whole world. I want to feed people free. I want to do this and that. And they are already distributing the number of the Antichrist 666. They already don't accept those things. Please don't accept those things. Those are devilish, satanic agenda. Devilish agenda. All those ID and all those special ID, they put sheep under your skin, putting sheep in your body. They tell you they are inoculating you against them. There's nothing there. They are just enslaving you. They put mark of the beast on your head, 666. They put all these things, they inject you and put all kind of things in your body, sheep and so on. ID, fake ID. Devil's ID, devil's number. They put them in your system. And then they want you to live as a child of the devil. You got to repent of that evil or you will perish. God didn't send you to do that. You have no right to confuse the people of God. The earth is the Lord and sooner thereof. God created the whole earth. And don't allow devil to use you to turn people away from the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for you today that you will repent of your evil, that you will turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. that Christ in you is the hope of glory. That you have salvation to come into you. Wherever you are in any part of the world listening to this message, God is speaking to you today. And in all these things, we are more than conquerors. And when you have Christ in you, it's your hope of glory. When you have Jesus in you, that's what you need at this time. I pray for you to be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone, but on the last day, you will follow Jesus to the kingdom of God. You don't love you, Felicia and I, we love you, and we say, God bless you, and may you turn away from your wicked ways. May you worship God in spirit and in truth, so that on the last day, Jesus will say, welcome, that faithful, welcome into the kingdom. The kingdom of God has been prepared for you, and because you serve God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul and all your spirit, like the Apostle Paul, you can say, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. I have run the race, I have finished, and I'm going to be with my Lord. May that be your portion. In the name of Jesus, the devil will not use you, Satan will not use you, demons will not use you. You will not do the work of the devil. You do the work of Jesus Christ, your Lord and personal Savior. You do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that when you follow Jesus Christ, you go into the kingdom of God and you have peace forever. For millions of years and billions of years, you will live with Jesus over the end of heaven. But when you reject Jesus Christ, you are going to hellfire. And you will be there for millions of years. You walk, diet not, and the flames of fire will be burning you for millions of years. And you will be there for trillions of years. You will be there burning and suffering. You need to repent right now. Confess your sins to God. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever shall confess and forsake their sins shall have mercy. You want to have mercy? You better get right with God right now and confess all your sins to him so that you can have eternal life. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Please forward this message to as many people all over the world. Email it to them. Text it to them. Forward it to them. Share it to them. Tweet it to them. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. God bless you abundantly. May you worship God in spirit and in truth. May you serve him and love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your spirit. Please don't stay at home. Go and worship God in the church. Worship God as the spirit leads you. Worship God. If you are afraid that you don't want to go to church because of virus and so on, you can still be in your home and worship God with your family. And God will still hear your prayer. God will still help you and strengthen you. Very soon, all this stuff about virus is going to be gone and everything will be back to normal. In the name of Jesus, you just have to hook up with the Lord Jesus Christ and look around to him, the author and finisher of your faith. God bless you abundantly. Have a good, blessed, prosperous Sunday. And we shall see you again. Amen and amen and amen. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha, and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha, and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha, and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha, and Omega. Like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha, Apa alumega so I praise him for his apa. Apa alumega. Jesus is apa. Apa alumega. Jesus is apa. Apa alumega so I praise him for his apa. Apa alumega so I praise him for his apa. Apa lubiga, like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his apa. Apa lubiga, so I praise him for his apa. Apa lubiga, like him I want to be. I want to be like him. Do you want to be like Jesus? Amen and amen.